Blog Talk Radio.
Live, love, eat. Know better and do better. Let's make it clear. We gotta live, love, eat. And if you wanna change your life, you can start right here. You wanna live, love, eat. You gotta get healthy, y'all, to stay on your feet. You wanna live, love, eat. You do those three things and that'll make your life complete. Now we all wanna live and stay on track. Well, if you listen up, we can help you with that. We got all kind of tips just to get you set up. Cause if you knew better, then you do better. It's not hard as you think to change your ways. We got quick recipes and tips for days, interviews and contests. You can take some home. Plus the life that you save could be your own. Live, love, eat. It's time to shine. Hit us up at theglobal14.com. Holler at the team. 760-913-4119. You only live once, there's no rolling the dice, so don't neglect yours. You could pay the price. You tried it your way, now it's time to do it right. And this is the show that could change your life. It's called Live, Love, Eat. Know better and do better. Let's make it clear. We gotta live, love, eat. And if you wanna change your life, you can start right here. You wanna live, love, eat. You gotta get healthy, y'all, to stay on your feet. You wanna live, love, eat. You do those three things and that'll make your life complete. Live, love, eat.
Hey, I'm Lisa Love, your host, and welcome to Live, Love, Eat. Last week we had a great show. We talked about where our food comes from and the thought process of thinking about where your food comes from and getting reacquainted with our relationship with food and what we're putting into our mouth. I'm so excited you came back or you're just tuning in for the first time, because tonight we're going to be talking about detoxing, and then we're also going to dive into some healthy convo. Lifers, make sure you log on to global14.com and check out the Global 14 store. You may have saw the preview of the G14 shirt on JD at 106 in Park. That will be available soon, but in the meantime, get your first edition. The So-So Death Afro Man pillow, stickers, and figurines are also still available while supplies last, though, so get yours now. Lifers, did you know that canola oil is really not good for you? Find out what I mean after the break.
You're my baby, my lover, my lady. All night you make me want you, it drives me crazy. I feel like you were made just for me, babe. Tell me if you feel the same way, cause it just feels so right. I don't wanna waste no time. If I had to choose, I know I'm gonna always choose to be with you. Cause girl, don't you know?
Girl, don't you know you're so beautiful? I wanna give all my love to you, girl. Not just tonight, but the rest of your life. I wanna be always here by your side. Girl, don't you know you're so beautiful? I wanna give all my love to you, girl. Just a night, but the rest of your life, I wanna be always here by your side.
When you're not here, you don't know how much I miss you. The whole time on my mind is how much I'm gonna get to make you feel so good, like you know I could. If you feel the same way, cause it just feels so right. I don't wanna waste no time. Girl, if I had to choose, I know I'm gonna always choose to be with you. Girl, don't you know?
Girl, don't you know you're so beautiful?
Yeah, babe,
I wanna give
my love.
I love that song. That's one of my favorites by Music. Now, lifers, before the break, I asked you, did you know that canola oil is really not good for you? Now, this one threw me for a loop because I had no idea, and I'm just so happy that I know now. But canola oil is one of the top three GMO products. Now, GMO, we talked about this in our first show, which is genetically modified. Now, what that means is it's genetically modified to contain pesticides inside the actual plant. So they have messed around with nature, and they have actually changed the plant to include or to be in its makeup that it fights off bugs and it has pesticide inside its DNA. So in the USA, this canola oil is used by almost every single restaurant, and it's used for almost every and all fried food products that you find in a store. Canola oil is synthetic, and it deprives the cells of oxygen, causing emphysema and respiratory distress, eventually leading to cancer. So why they were pushing for everyone to use canola oil, I will never know the answer to that. Now, for some healthy convo for the night, let's talk some doc talk. Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead is a documentary that I love. It's available on Netflix. And this documentary really shows you the power of juicing. And the one thing I love about this particular documentary is the way that it breaks down micronutrients is perfect. Did you know that in these economically hard times, now this I found very interesting, that pay what you can restaurants have popped up around the country, including rocker Bon Jovi's JBL Kitchen in New Jersey. So you go to the restaurant and you pay what you can because everyone is broke right now. I think that's really cool. I don't know how that's working out, but seems to be okay so far. Also in the food news, an 8-year-old child weighing over 200 pounds was taken from his family and placed into foster care because Ohio officials said the boy's parents were not doing enough to reduce his weight. And what I want to know is, do you think parents should lose custody of their kids? I mean, I'm kind of on the fence about that one. Maybe we'll be able to talk about that later. And as always, another tip for my girls, when you're making your cocktails now, if you make them with produce, fresh fruits, and fresh herbs, heavy syrups and mixers, this can cut calories and boost the flavor. Now, for the sake of the mind, and I want to say this because this show is Live, Love, Eat. So it's not just about what you eat. It's also about a healthy lifestyle, a healthy mind, and also about being a loving person. And next week, we're going to talk about exercise. But next month, in February, we're going to do a whole month actually on the topic of love. We have matchmakers and relationship counselors and really fun date ideas and so on and so forth. So what I want to say right now is just for the sake of mankind and for us feeling better about ourselves, I want to give you five practical ways to get a deeper consciousness with yourself. Number one is spend time in nature, accepting, appreciating, consume more superfoods. We talked about that in our first show. If you are just tuning in, you can literally Google and type in the words top superfoods and it will give you a list. Clean your clutter. This is one thing I always talk about, and I tell my son this and my close friends all the time. If your environment is cluttered, your brain is cluttered. So let's get our environment and our immediate space around us all cleaned out. Let's get rid of some of that clutter. Number four, view your life like you're your own life coach. And number five, deepen your spiritual commitment, even if it's just a few minutes a week. That is so important. And again, I said it last week, and I'm going to say it again this week. We are 100% a God-based, Jesus Christ-based show. And, you know, I just really want to say that, you know, I don't know if there's anyone out there that's really getting through it without him. So if you're living like that or you're not on point with your spiritual commitment, you know, let's reel that back in and slowly, you know, it makes all the difference in the world. Lifers and listeners, make sure you sign up to Global 14 at global14.com and then join the Vegetarian and Vegers Lifers group, as well as the G-Talk radio group for all the updates, information, and exclusives we'll have on the show. When we come back, Luis and I will start to talk about detoxing. Stay tuned.
Around nobody, okay? And I woke up with a headache I could feel in my feet. They say blame it all on the Patron or Hennessy. But I ain't gonna blame this one on nobody but me. But tomorrow I hope I feel much better. And if I don't, maybe the next day I will just go to the mall and shop it off. Fashion is so sexy. Sexy makes me happy. And happy is sexy. And Friday nights could be filled with so much ecstasy. I was dancing so good, I just didn't wanna leave. Thought I lost my car, cause my friends took my keys. So I ain't gonna blame this one, no, nobody but me.
We're back. Lifers, help me welcome Luis to the show. Luis?
Hello.
Hi, Luis. Hola. ¿cómo tú estás?
Muy bien, mi amor, ¿cómo estás tú?
I am great. How are you today? How was your week?
My week was fantastic. I'm actually looking forward to football Sunday. I'm a big Giants fan. You know, I'm a New Yorker originally, so I'm looking forward to the Giants beating up on the Patriots. So that's one of my most exciting things happening. And, of course, getting up at 6:30 in the morning, going to the gym, working out, training my clients and having an amazing time with them and seeing the results they get. So that always pumped my day automatically,
Right. Well, good for you. You don't need to rub it into us that you were working out at 6:30 in the morning. You're Superman. Yeah. So, Luis, one thing I wanted to ask you, one of the things that I found out this week that really has my brain in a little bit of turmoil is this canola oil situation. Did you know that canola oil is not good for us?
Yeah, it's one of the things that I came across when I started doing some specific research for my clients and realized that it's used, as you have said before, at the restaurants or the fast food places, and it's basically shoved down our throat, and it already has so much chemicals and pesticides, as you have said before. So then, with that being said, I went ahead and just gave my clients a substitute, grapeseed oil, olive oil. So I found that substitute for them.
Nice. Now, I know that people are like, well, olive oil, like how am I supposed to fry with olive oil? It's so expensive and, there are ways to fry with it, right? And at the end of the day, do we really need to even fry? I mean, hey, I'm not going to be a culprit, though, because, I mean, hey, I will admit, I do like some fried stuff now and then. So, I mean, I get
it. No, I think everyone has a little taste of that fried stuff. But I always say, look at the benefit of olive oil over canola oil. For example, olive oil could help you lower the risk of heart disease. It may help you lower your cholesterol level because of the monounsaturated fat acids that it contains, the canola oil doesn't contain. So, I mean, if you want to lower the risk of heart disease and lower your cholesterol, switch over to olive oil. Now, that being said, you might say, okay, fine, so I could use a ton of olive oil and fry everything and cook everything with olive oil. Keep in mind, it's still a fat, so you are going to gain, it is still high in calories, so you got to use it in moderation. But, I mean, you and I know this. The key is not to fry everything you eat. If you once in a while want to treat yourself to something fried, use a little bit of olive oil and treat yourself to that. At least use a good oil that's going to give you good fatty acids instead of using something that contains chemicals, as we both know canola oil has.
Yeah. Well, no, I didn't know. I mean, that was always the oil I reached for first, thinking that, I was doing something good and that, over the vegetable oil or, whatever, that canola oil was the best choice. So, I feel, again, that bamboozled feeling of, kind of being misled and lied to. But, we'll leave that alone and move on to the topic at hand, which is today, Luis, we're going to talk about detoxifying the body.
Yes. Love detoxing, cleaning up the body.
Yes. And, I know a lot of people wonder, I mean, is it really that important to detoxify our body? And if we do need to detoxify our body, how do we do it? Do we have to go extreme? Does that mean a colon cleanse or like clay and psyllium drinks and fasting and starvation? Like, I think everyone gets so scared at the thought of detox. It's kind of just like, why do we need to detox? Well, I know, and I know that you know too, Luis, one of the main things is because we live in such a toxic world. And there may have been a time in society when doing detoxes was not that important, but right now in our society, in the world that we live in, we intake so many harmful substances in so many different ways. I mean, just how we breathe air, we eat chemical-laced food, our diets are full of sugar and fake sweeteners and processed food, and we don't eat enough raw foods or vegetables. We don't drink enough water. We drink soda and coffee. We put chemicals on our skin. I didn't even realize that even putting on lotion, you know, you're putting a chemical into your skin and your body absorbs that and, you know, it seeps right through the skin.
That's crazy. Well, it goes to show you that everything that's around us has some form of chemical, so you got to, you know, work yourself around it to put into our body the cleanest thing we can put in, and then our skin is going to show it. Your hair is going to show it, you know, your skin is going to glow better. Your skin is not going to look all dried up and everything. So, you know, I guess you, as you were saying, you know, be aware, because something as simple as lotion has chemicals in it. And you're like, what do you mean? I'm just trying to hydrate myself. I got to watch out for lotion now, you know. But, you know, it's crazy the world that we live in. So we just got to be a little more cautious, be a little more protective, and take our time and when we decide what to put into our mouth and what to put onto our skin.
No, absolutely. I mean, I didn't even know that our skin can absorb as much as 60% of the chemicals that we put on it. So the average, let's say, woman will use about 12 different skin products on her skin every day with at least 10 different chemicals. I mean, I don't even think that we even think about the fact that, you know, we're putting chemicals into our body, and then we wonder why we don't feel good, we're sluggish, we have headaches, we have skin problems, our digestive systems are bad, we're slow, and we can't even think straight.
Lisa, I have a suggestion for the females out there. Stop using so much makeup. From a guy's point of view, stop using so much makeup, so much stuff. It's this thing, if you eat well, your body's going to glow, you're going to look beautiful, you're going to feel great. And trust me, if a man's going to love you, he's going to love you. If you look good and you feel good and that comes across from you, a man's going to love you. You don't need to put all that pancake on. I mean, and this is from a man perspective. And I love females, but one of the things that I dislike is a woman with so much makeup on, and there's just no need.
Yeah, no, I mean, I agree with you, you know, but hey, I like makeup. I need makeup. I wear makeup. Callers, I really want to hear what you think. Hopefully there's some people out there that want to talk to us. I want to give you the number now to go ahead and call in, get involved in this conversation. It's 760-913-4119. Luis and I really want to hear from you guys and hear what you guys think. I've been told by friends that my show's a little scary and that, you know, people may not want to call in because it is so intimidating with the facts. But, hey, this is a journey. We're, you know, Luis and I are on this journey with you. It's all about gathering information. Don't hesitate. Call. Talk to us. We, you know, we want to talk. We want to interact. We want to answer your questions. There's a lot of things we don't think about. So, you know, give us a call, 760-913-4119. Luis, one interesting thing I wanted that I found out when I was doing this research on detoxing, did you know that there's only 4 ways to get the toxins out?
Okay.
Can you guess what they are? There's 4 ways that your body eats things and get things out. Only 4 ways things come out of your body. Do you know what they are?
One of the ways that I know off the back is sweat a lot. If your body pushes out toxins out naturally when you sweat a lot from doing anything you can. That's one of the ones that I know off the back, just because of exercising and so much that I do with my clients and myself.
Yes, you're absolutely correct. Skin is one of the only 4 ways that we are able to release toxins. Your colon is also one of the 4 ways, which we all know, urine and your breath. So only those 4 ways. So only from exhaling air and breathing through your skin, through urine, and through your colon. Those are the only 4 ways that we can actually expel our toxins. And with that being said...
You know what? I did not know that.
Well, hey, you learn something new every day. Who thought I would be able to teach you something, Luis? But, you know, I just want to, you know, again, to my ladies out there that are listening, you know, we all worry about skin. We all worry about having that great skin and that perfect skin. Again, we know the motto of live, love, eat. You are what you eat, and that stuff ends up, you know, coming out on you. So if you're taking in all this canola oil and all these processed foods, it's going to come out in your skin because that's one of the only ways that it can come out. So, Luis, with all of the detox talk being said, what do you think are some of the things that we can do, or what should we do? Should we be detoxing? And if so, how often or how much?
Well, first you have to determine how much time you have to dedicate to detoxing. Have you done it before? And if you have, how's your body reacted? But one of the things that I do that are very basic that I tell people, whether it's family member, whether it's clients of mine, whether it's friends of mine, there's some basic four steps that I use with my clients. And, for example, one off the back is don't drink caffeine and lose, you know, the alcohol. For example,
wait,
you might say,
do you mean,
Louise,
have a coffee in the morning?
Avoid coffee in the morning and booze. That's one of the ways to clean up your body. And the reason why is because, look, caffeine, because of the chemicals that it has, it can alter your state of mind and make you automatically nervous.
Wow.
So you want to find alternates to that. You want to find, for example, you want to find things that are natural and non-chemically processed. For example, non-organic coffee, tea, and soda, they contain pesticides and chemicals that can add to the toxicity level of your body. So if you're taking sodas, if you're taking non-organic coffee and tea, and, I mean, all these things have pesticides and chemicals, and they're just going to make your body put more toxins into your body. I mean, alcohol, besides the fact that it just adds unnecessary calories to your body. It makes you eat the wrong things. And it just, again, once again, all the chemicals that it has in your body. So, and they both also dehydrate your body. And then, as you know, during detoxing, your body has to be fully hydrated. So you got to find alternates to this, to these things. So, you know, drink tons of filtered water and caffeine-free teas. When it comes down to alcohol, you might say, okay, you know what, I'm not going to have the hard liquor, I'm just going to have wine. Well, limit your intake to one or two glasses. Don't go crazy on your wine intake either. That's one of the steps that I have my clients are going to. That's number one. And there's number two and number three. Do you want to go ahead and tell our audience the other steps as well, or no?
Yeah, go ahead and tell them.
Okay, one of the other things is try to not eat processed foods and meats. And the reason why is because any processed food in your body, it takes a lot of energy for it to break down. So then you find yourself not being... not having enough energy to do the basic stuff you have to do, like, you know, go to work, be active at work. And the reason why is because all the pesticides and chemicals that these processed food and meat has. So instead, let's go into substitutes. You know, you want to go in, eat tons of fruits and vegetables, whole grains, nuts, seeds, you know, eat grains like wheat berries, brown rice, quinoa. I mean, these foods, they just help you pass substance on through your system. It helps you cleanse your system out. Besides that, you know, all the energy that you're getting, it's natural. The greens that you put into your body is natural. They help you lose weight. They just basically process everything through your body. And then one of the simplest ways is to release toxins is, as we said before, is to break a sweat. You might say, oh, man, but I hate doing the treadmill. I don't like going in there and staying for 45 minutes. Well, hold on. You don't have to be in the treadmill for 45 minutes. How about go hiking with a couple of friends, enjoy, have a conversation, you know, bring yourself up today, go up the hills, you know, walk your dog, go surfing, go play tennis, do something that's fun. Break a sweat, and you're going to release tons of toxins from your body. And then my yoga friends will always push on to you, do yoga, because it helps to unblock your body. You know, it allows the energy to flow through your body freely. And as I try to say, many yogis believe that the blocked energy is what later leads you to disease. So that's what my yoga friends will tell me off the back. Hey, Lou, come in, do yoga with me. besides the fact that it feels fantastic, you also release tons of toxins. And this is an easy way. You don't have to go crazy and do all kinds of, formulas out there that exist about detoxing. It basically goes back to eating clean, eating great, going out with your friends, breaking a sweat, don't go on the treadmill, do some yoga, don't drink the caffeine, booze, drink tons of water, caffeine-free tea and so forth, and limit your intake of wine. So, I mean, these are just basic steps that anyone out there, from you to I, all of us can do it. And they're pretty simple. It's basically eating clean and eating non-processed foods.
Right. And for a typical detoxing, how often should we do that? Once a year? Every 6 months? Once a month? I mean, like, what is the traditional, if you're keeping your body clean, kind of time span for that kind of thing?
It's all relative to the individual. Keep in mind, some people don't need that much cleansing because they've eaten pretty well throughout their entire life. It depends on what your diet has consisted of. You also don't want to do it too constant because you don't want to do, you want to do the four steps I just mentioned, you want to keep those constant, but you don't want to do those cleansing crazy methods that are out there. This, what I'm talking about, is just eating clean, eating well. So if you could get yourself used to this process of eating, you're going to release tons of toxin and your system will be clean and will be working properly. I know you had talked to me about some of the cleansing methods that are out there, and some of them are very, very, a little bit of extreme, so you have to be really careful on how you go about it. So my suggestions to everyone out there is, just follow the basic steps that we just talked about, caffeine-free, alcohol-free, a little bit of wine, avoid processed food and meats, eat tons of fruits and vegetables, whole grains, break a sweat, working out, doing some basic exercise. You don't have to be on a short to make a Mr. Olympian. Just go in there, break a sweat.
Right. Well, it's funny that you mentioned some of the other alternatives, because for the past, 5 to 6 years, I've been tormented by, some of my friends about this whole colonic thing. And I just cannot wrap my brain around the thought process of cleaning something upwards, So that's always just been something that bothered me. And, I know a lot of people think that a colonic is, which is a colon cleanse, for those of you out there who know what a colonic is. I'm not going to go into the details of that. Please Google it. But, I've done a lot of research on it and looked at, just from what I see, what doctors are actually saying is that they do use colon cleansing for preparation for medical procedures like colonoscopies, but they really don't recommend colon cleansing for detoxification. And the reason is simple. Our digestive system and our bowels naturally eliminate waste material and bacteria, so our body doesn't need this colon cleanse. I mean, that's pretty accurate. You agree with me on that, right, Louise?
I would say so. I'm not a doctor. I'm a certified trainer and pretty well rounded in nutrition. But everything that I see that works with people is to detox. It's all the basic four steps that we talked about. It's reiterating the same thing we've reiterated in the last two shows. Is you gotta eat well, your body will function better. It goes back to I always use this. Simple example is that if your vehicle needs regular gas to function, that's what you want to put in. You don't want to put, oil. That's what you want to put into it. And your body requires good food, good nutrients, tons of fruits and vegetables, going back to the basic things that are, that our Lord created for us out there. I don't want to get preachy, but, it's basic stuff
preachy,
that are
Louise.
Growing out there.
Preachy.
I do, and I love the Lord. I love the Lord, and I do, and I believe in him top to bottom. But of course, I do also respect what other people believe out there. But it's the basic stuff out there: fruits, vegetables, whole grain, nuts, seeds, brown rice, quinoa, berries. I mean, it's fascinating. But you know, there's so many great things out there that are just good for you, and they're easier. Interesting enough, they're so easy to make at home. They're easier to make than anything out there. You could toss up a salad in a heartbeat and throw some, you know, fruits, vegetables, nuts, and seeds, and you're getting your proteins, your simple carbs, your complex carbs all into one, and your body's like saying, thank you so much for giving me everything I actually need to function properly. So give it, let's put it this way, give it the right oil, and your body will function properly, and you're not going to be doing this crazy detoxing methods that are out there, you know, calling, cleansing, and so forth.
Yeah, absolutely. And the interesting thing is that when you are actually preparing yourself for one of these, a colonic or, you know, one of these really extreme detox systems that are, you know, out on the market, everything will tell you, don't drink alcohol, don't drink caffeine, eat a lot of fruits and vegetables, drink a lot of water. So, you know, people tend to think that whatever this detox, you know, thing is that they took is the result of that. But really, if you mm-hmm. break it down and analyze it, it was the eating that, you know, taking the processed food out of your diet, the caffeine, the alcohol, you know, all these things that cleared your system out, you know. So it's just, you know, it's just another example of how food, you know, can really be instrumental if we're eating the right things in keeping our bodies, you know, these well-oiled machines that are designed to do those things already. One thing that I did find that was really interesting is, I don't know how many of you out there heard of the Master Cleanse or the Lemonade Diet. I have a ton of friends that do that all the time as a weight loss method. But what I found out is that this is a really good detox, and it's just basically for 10 days you're going to consume, you know, water with lemons in it and maple syrup and cayenne pepper, and then you'll do like a little salt flush and just do a bunch of fruits and vegetables. If you want more information on the Master Cleanse, you can Google it, the Master Cleanse. There's a ton of information out there for you on that. It's something easy and simple that you can do at home. All the ingredients are natural, cayenne pepper, maple syrup, organic lemons. You know, they're all available really easily. And, you know, it's just a really good cleanse. It's not devised as a weight loss method, but it is a master cleanse. So I do just want to say that. And then, you know, with that being said, Luis, I would actually like to talk about a few more of the natural detoxing kind of systems that are out there, or things that you can just do at home, or just, you know, as we spoke about last week, it's about, you know, putting things on your mind and just, you know, getting reacquainted and being responsible for your body and what you're doing with your body and what you're putting into your body. We all have that responsibility. In 2012, it is no longer about looking the other way, putting our blinders on, and just accepting and just consuming product after product that's not good for us. Again, I'm going to reiterate, let's be responsible. Let's take responsibility for what we're doing with our bodies, what we're putting into our bodies. And, you know, it was really important for me to do this show about detoxing in January, because on so many levels, January is such a month about, you know, our resolutions or starting the year off in a new way, or, you know, getting something together and just, you know, trying to have a different year than we did last year. So, you know, we started out with the foods that you should eat. Then we followed up with thinking about, you know, that and really being responsible for what we eat. And now I think it's just, you know, that time for some of us to, you know, just honestly go ahead and try to cleanse ourselves and detoxify, and just, you know, what that does help with sometimes too is our taste buds. You know, we get used to certain foods or having sugar or having certain tastes. One thing that a detox will do is it will help you to kind of let go of some of the bad foods you've been eating, and it gives your system a chance to, when you reintroduce some of the fruits and vegetables, you kind of just have a whole different viewpoint on it. I mean, you actually taste it different, because when you eat healthy stuff, when you're eating junk, it just doesn't taste the same. But when you're clean and you eat healthy stuff, it just, you know, it just opens it up, and it's like new food that you've never even had before. Would you agree, Luis?
I agree. I mean, everything we put into our body that we have a craving for, it's stuff that our taste buds are accustomed to. So it's re-educating our taste buds. You know, this is what actually tastes good. This is what actually tastes good. And it's just changing. I mean, and constantly out there, visually, we are enticed to eat the wrong things via marketing on TV, on the radio, whatever it may be. And we put those things into our body, and then our taste buds adapt to that, and that becomes what tastes good to you. So basically re-educate your body, re-educate your taste buds. But that being said, I also wanted to say, Lisa, that we understand to our listeners out there that going through this process of, you know, eating great and changing our way of eating does take time. So we're not asking you overnight, go ahead and do this. Each individual has his own process. Do it gradually. Let your body readjust itself. And I always say, and anything drastic never ends up being good. So do it gradually, but trust us when we say that if you do this, if you eat well, you cleanse your body, everything else around you will feel much better. Your energy level will feel much better with your partner, with your family, with your friends. You are going to have a lot more energy. Your body's going to function a lot better.
Absolutely. And, you know, lifers out there, I just want to let you know, too, we're going to go over some natural ways that you can detox at home with some really interesting things that you never even would think about, like your bathtub. And this was something that was really shocking to me, but really hot water. And if you go to a drugstore, CVS or Walgreens or anything, there's a clay there that you can buy. It's either a liquid clay or a Benedict clay. But what you want to do is you want to get this clay, and it's probably easier to find maybe at a Whole Foods store. But what you want to do is just fill your tub with really hot water, whisk around the clay, soak in that for about 20 minutes. But one key thing is you want to drink some hot tea while you're doing that, because what this will do is make you sweat. And I know that Luis did mention that earlier. That's a really easy way to detoxify, is just good old-fashioned sweat. That really gets the toxins out of your body. So, you know, maybe even if you couldn't get the clay, a really hot bath with maybe some, you know, Epsom salt and some baking soda inside of it. And then also, again, the hot tea also while you're in the tub, you know, really just makes you sweat and brings all the toxins out. If you don't have a tub, you can always use a foot tub, the kind of tub that you do your feet in. Do the same thing. Wrap yourself in a blanket. Make yourself a lot warmer. Get some hot tea. You know, get your tub. Put hot water in it. Either put Epsom salts in it or the clay. Now, a lot of people have questioned the authenticity of the detoxing through your feet and pulling things, you know, out of your feet. I've actually done some research on that. It's kind of on the fence, you know, true or not true. That's, you know, kind of something that you're going to have to make your own assessment on. But again, Luis, you know, as you mentioned, anytime you can find yourself in a situation to sweat, you know, you're releasing those toxins and getting that stuff out of your body. And lifers, you know, always remember, even if you don't have a tub or a tub that you can use or you're a shower person, you can still do that same thing by just soaking your feet. So one other interesting cleanse that I did find out about, too, was the organic apple cider vinegar cleansing, which is just a natural antibiotic drink. The key thing is, though, that it does have to be organic apple cider vinegar, and that you can get at a Whole Foods store, sometimes in some of the local supermarkets in the pure and organic section. But, you know, all you do is just take a couple teaspoons of that every day, and that really helps to detoxify you and cleanse you out. Have you heard about this, Louise?
The apple cider, actually, a buddy of mine did that one, and he said he worked pretty well. He felt good about it. He just said the apple cider didn't taste so good, but I don't think vinegar and it all tastes that great. But he said he actually worked really good. I haven't tried it. I haven't done research on it, but I'm aware of it just because a buddy of mine tried it. He said he worked very nicely for him.
Yeah. Well, I actually knew someone, too, that lost, I don't know, 60, 70 pounds, and a big part of their diet was vinegar and apple cider vinegar. But what they would do is make a coleslaw-type salad with the shredded cabbage and shredded carrots and stuff, and then put the apple cider vinegar and salt and pepper, you know, on that. And they said that, you know, that was really a really cleansing, you know, side dish and something that helped them lose a lot of weight and feel really, you know, flushed out. So, I don't know, you might want to try that. It's all about being creative, you know, really at the end of the day.
It's really about having fun with food and the things that you do. And you know what, the more we talk about it, it's pretty simple. It's pretty simple to do, and we will find out that as we try these things, we get to enjoy life a lot more and live longer and stay far away from the doctor and save some money by doing so. I mean, if you do it now, the sooner the better, because later on you're going to spend less time in the hospital. Your body, this mechanism that we have is going to function better. Clean your body, eat better. I mean, I don't know how many times we could say it, but it's key. It's very, very key.
No, absolutely. And no matter what topic or what subject I seem to investigate, honestly, the root to everything always ends with eating right, you know, and it's just mind-boggling that it's just that simple. Eating
right.
Our bodies are well-oiled machines. What we can do is amazing. All we have to do is eat right.
But what we end up doing is that we invest more money in fixing our car than we do into ourselves.
Absolutely.
So,
I used to be that person. I'll spend a bunch of money on a purse, but I'm not going to spend, you know, $5 on blueberries. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's just just about your mindset, you know. It's completely just, you know, switching that over.
It is.
Louise, I do know that there are some foods out there that do help with the detoxing process more than others, and I know that fiber plays a really big role in detoxing. Can you maybe give us a little bit of information on your end as far as how fiber kind of fits into the whole detoxifying process?
Well, it just basically helps the system cleanse because the way fiber is processed in your system, as we have said before, our body is a machine. So immediately fiber affects the machine in a certain way that it cleanses, it cleans the stuff that's stuck into our body. Because keep in mind, whatever's not processed is stuck inside our body. That's what we talk about, saturated fats, how that sticks to our body and it doesn't go down, it doesn't process. So what fiber does, the way it's processed into our body, I can't tell you exactly how it's processed, but the way it's processed in our body, it helps to bring those things out of your body and basically cleans your body out, you know, through our parts. That's one of the ways that fiber really helps cleanse our body.
Okay, well, with that being said, I want to give you guys a small list of some really high fiber foods: prunes, walnuts, almonds, cabbage, artichokes, greens, oranges, berries, avocados, and apples. All those foods are really high in fiber, so the more that you can incorporate those into your diet, the better. Also, some foods that are really high achievers in detoxifying are cabbage, sesame seeds, broccoli sprouts, not the actual broccoli, but broccoli sprouts, which looks very similar to alfalfa sprouts, green tea, which we've heard before, that's one of our superfoods, watercress sprouts, again, that look also like alfalfa sprouts, lemons, mostly all fruits, and leafy greens. And just for FYI out there, the number one detoxifying food is garlic. So as much as you can, you know, fit garlic into your diet, the more, the better. The more garlic, the better. And you can also, if you don't like the taste of garlic or if you don't, you're not a really big cook or you don't really make a lot of home-cooked meals, aside from the fact that you need to start cooking at home, you know, there are garlic pills. So you can take garlic as a supplement, just, you know, so people know that out there. Luis, do you have any, are there any other foods or anything imperative food-wise or detoxifying or fiber-wise that I forgot?
No, love, you touched on the main ones that people need to be aware of. And it goes back again. It goes back to eating well. As you can tell, everything that's in that list of detoxifying food has to do with the list that we talked about when you eat well. So you'll be eating these things normally on a daily basis. So your body will be detoxed.
Very true. Well, lifers, at Live, Love, and Eat, we habla Espanol, of course. And if we still have time, we are going to be taking callers in English and Spanish when we come back at 760-913-4119. But first, it's time for our Pump It or Dump It. And today, our Pump It or Dump It song for the day is by Jalee. And it's a song called Can We? So, lifers, don't forget to go to global14.com and sign up for the Pump It or Dump It group, because the next song may be you. Let's go. Let's hear Jalee.
Never seen real loving like this before. Jalee.
I've never seen nothing more beautiful than you. And tonight is my chance to show you what I can do. Go put some keys up and place your back down. Walk yourself over here and turn that ass around. Make you feel special, baby. I'ma show you what to do. Oh. First you take your clothes off, but keep on your heels. Let me rub your body down, I'ma make this shit so real. See you from a mile away. Let me be the one to brighten up your day. Can we make up to the sun comes up? We can do it all, baby, you won't get enough. I'm gonna do my thing, I'm gonna do my thing. I wanna hear you say, I just wanna hear. Time and opportunity. Me on top of you, girl, and you on top of me. I'm gonna do my thing. I'm gonna do my thing. I wanna hear you scream. I just wanna hear you scream, baby. Your body looking ready. I swear you know you sexy. Can you handle a night of me? Plus I know your body shivering the way you scream my name.
Oh,
Lifers. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Live, Love, Eat, and we're back. And I have a quick and easy, delicious recipe for you guys. Now, this is a transitional salad recipe. And what I mean by that is it's for people who are just trying to start to get a healthy eating lifestyle, and maybe they've had these horrible eating habits, and, you know, it's just the thought of them comprehending eating a salad is just, you know, really hard. And I make this salad myself all the time. It's one of my favorites when I want to cheat, but I can't cheat, because it's kind of like cheating, but you're really not, because it's a salad. Anyway, it's the turkey bacon avocado salad. And yes, I said bacon. Do not judge me, okay? I know that bacon is pig, but in my mind, it's really not. Bacon is in a category all of itself, and it's probably going to take some kind of godly forsaken miracle to completely remove bacon out of my life, but that's a whole nother separate issue. Anyway, this is what you're going to need. You're going to need broccoli slaw, which is very similar to coleslaw, and you can find it at a lot of supermarkets, mainly in your natural food stores. It's a coleslaw, but it's made out of broccoli, and it has cabbage in it. You're going to need free-ranged turkey breast. And I'm talking about a piece of turkey breast that you're going to put in the oven. You're going to season it, wrap it, and cook it. Not turkey lunch meat or anything like that. An actual real turkey breast, not, you know, the big breast that maybe you would make for Thanksgiving or something. But they do have the little cutlets that are a little bit smaller, similar to a chicken breast. Uncured and natural bacon. Now, I get my bacon when I get bacon, don't judge me, from Trader Joe's. Is natural as you can, as free range as you can on the bacon. You're going to need red onions and green onions, extra shredded carrots, black pepper, and low fat mayonnaise. Now, what you do is you take the broccoli slaw, the onions, chop your turkey breast into squares, and you're going to mix that together with the mayonnaise. Very similar to if you're making a chicken or a tuna salad. So you'll mix that up, put a little bit of salt in it if it needs it, and sea salt or Himalayan pink salt is the best salt, in my opinion. Then you're going to take that and you're going to probably like an ice cream scoop amount on top of a healthy bed of baby spinach, and then you're going to garnish that with 2 to 3 pieces of avocado and 2 slices of your nicely cooked bacon on the side. Oh, when I tell you, this salad is so good, and it, I mean, you feel like you had something bad, but you really, really, really didn't. Even one of my best friends will beg to differ with me about the mayo, but hey, it's not bread, it's not a sandwich. So just a quick little recipe, you know, for those of you that are, you know, trying to make a little change and something personal for me. That's my little cheat salad. And now we're going to listen to a workout tip from Luis. Luis? Luis? I don't know what happened to Luis, everybody. I thought that we made it through this entire show without any technical difficulties. However, I think we just had one. So, unfortunately, we're not going to get that workout tip from Luis. Even though I'm not a personal trainer, I will give you one. Put your tennis shoes on. Even if you're going to the grocery store, if you are going to check the mail, the minute you put your tennis shoes on, it turns from just a little simple walk into a small little workout. So, you know, just keep that in mind. If you're going to go run errands, if you're going to, you know, be out running around all day, throw your tennis shoes on. Don't put your fancy shoes on or don't put flip-flops on. Once you put those tennis shoes on, it becomes a workout and you start to burn calories. Now, I just want to end the night by saying that if you've been binging on fried foods, you need to detoxify your blood and refortify your organs. It's very important, as we spoke about, to keep your system as clean as possible. Detoxification is just, as Luis said earlier, it's just like changing the oil in your car. It just must be done. Get creative. If you want to fry something, but just do it differently. Do it with organic eggs. Do it with organic breadcrumbs. Do it with olive oil. You know, as we've said, you know, time and time again, it's really about getting creative and, you know, just finding different ways to make interesting things that you like with a healthier spin on it. Olive oil, again, is your friend. And as always, I want to please remind you to remember that you are what you eat. And I just want to say, with that being said, that this is a small little rule. If it's white, it's not right. So no white flour, no sugar. Try and stay away from those as much as you can. Not trying to be racial here, but, you know, that's a nice little simple rule. If it's white, it's not right. No white sugar, no white flour. That being said, I want to thank you guys for listening to Live, Love, Eat tonight. I hope that you come back next week. Thanks to JD, otherwise known as Jermaine Dupri. Thanks to all of our listeners. And, you know, as always, you can find us on global14.com and at Twitter at global14 and at G14 Radio. If you want to get in touch with me, I'm at Lisa Love, or on Twitter, I'm at Lisa Lovey with two E's. Thanks for tuning in, and check us out next week. Please enjoy my theme song from Skills.
Live, love, eat. Know better and do better. Let's make it clear. We gotta live, love, eat. And if you wanna change your life, you can start right here. You wanna live, love, eat. You gotta get healthy, y'all, to stay on your feet. You wanna live, love, eat. You do those three things and that'll make your life complete. Now we all wanna live and stay on track. Well, if you listen up, we can help you with that. We got all kind of tips just to get you set up. Cause if you knew better, then you do better. It's not hard as you think to change your ways. We got quick recipes and tips for days, interviews and contests. You can take some home. Plus the life that you save could be your own. Live, love, eat. It's time to shine. Hit us up at theglobal14.com. Holla at the team. 760-913-4119. You only live once. It's no rolling the dice. So don't neglect yours. You could pay the price. You tried it your way. Now it's time to do it right. And this is the show that could change your life. It's called Live, Love, Eat. Know better and do better. Let's make it clear. We gotta live, love, eat. And if you wanna change your life, you can start right here. You wanna live, love, eat. You gotta get healthy, y'all, to stay on your feet. You wanna live, love, eat. You do those three things and that'll make your life complete. Live, love, eat.